Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. You were listening to Counted Victory by the Williams Brothers. I love those men, young men. They're getting up in age now, but they're still singing about the Lord. They're still singing to the glory of God, and we just thank God for it. Amen, amen. We praise God for another opportunity to be in the land of the living. Truly, If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't praise God enough for just waking me up this morning, clothed in my right mind. Well, sometimes we say this haphazardly, and sometimes we say it because it becomes so cliche and we become so familiar with it. But when you really take a moment and just give God praise for what he's done in your life, thank him for waking you up. Hallelujah. If he didn't wake you up, I wouldn't be on this line today. Amen. I thank him because as I travel through the wicked streets, I see young men that's walking up and down the street talking to themselves. And I say, Lord, I thank you for a sound mind. I thank you I don't have a drug-infested life. I thank you that I'm not consuming alcohol and any other things that would defile this body. Amen. I thank God. I thank him. I thank him for arms, legs. I thank him for eyes to see. I thank him for ears to hear. I thank him for all the mobility of this physical man. I praise God. I praise God. I praise God. Amen. Because we can say, if it had not been for the Lord, there go we. And the scripture says, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, amen, amen. When you think about all the silly, crazy things you've done as a young person, hallelujah, you got to give God some glory. Oh, yes, I say that because guess what? It could have been me. Amen. So we welcome you once again. Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Amen. I was running a little late. I'm a little tired in my body today, Mother, but I'm on assignment. Amen. And when you're on God's assignment, amen, he don't look at excuses. He don't want no excuses. Amen. Because he made this body, gave us this mind, and we got to run on and see what the end is going to be. Amen. I see it today. I was looking on social media today, Mother Charity, and I see that today is Evangelist Shirley Dew's birthday, so I have to give a shout-out for her birthday and tell her happy birthday. I woke up a little late this morning. I was trying to get on with you all, but when I woke up, it was about 10 minutes to 6, amen. So I said, oh, no, they're winding down now. But nevertheless, I thank God. I give him glory. I give him praise. Amen. We're not going to hold you long today. Tomorrow, we do have a special program as we close out this week. Tomorrow, we will be still celebrating Danielle's miracle when on Tuesday a week ago, really 8 days today, that President Barack Obama granted her clemency. I tell you, that girl need to run for Jesus. I tell you, because guess what? If God didn't intervene on her behalf, she could have died in that prison cell. Amen. So we thank God we're going to have some of her friends on that were formerly incarcerated with her and some other women that God gave a miracle to, and they're out doing a work for the Lord, and they were there incarcerated also, and they'll be on the line with us tomorrow celebrating Danielle's clemency. Amen, amen. So today we're just going to give a little word of encouragement, and we're going to get right on off. My granddaughter asked me to pick up her children, so I didn't have any special guests or nothing special for today's broadcast. Amen. But nevertheless, I came on anyhow. And now I don't even see anybody on. No callers on yet. But Mother Charity, amen. I thank God for Mother Charity. Mother, you just don't know the blessing that you have been in my life. You just don't know. I know that prayers are going up because you all are faithfully praying for the saints all over this country, praying for God's people, those that know him in the pardon of them of their sins, and even those that haven't been exposed. Amen. If they keep on living, this gospel is going to be preached. Amen. So we just thank God today. Glory to God. And as I was going about my day-to-day, amen, I was thinking, and because as I begin to think about things that's going to occur in Danielle's life after 23 years of being incarcerated, I began to just think about all of the letters and all of the phone calls and all of the emails that we have shared down through the years, and even over 60,000 people that signed the petition. I was able to read those of them that commented, and I mean there were hundreds and hundreds, thousands really, of comments. Amen. So I asked the Lord, what do I do with this? And Lord said, well, we create a memoir. Amen. And so we're going to work on that and try to put all of the comments together and all the different things that has transpired in her life. And certainly Danielle, I just got off the phone with a young lady saying Danielle going to have a number one bestseller book. She's going to be on the bestsellers list because she has a story to tell. My prayer, Mother, is that she give her life to the Lord. And that's my prayer. If she don't sell a Coca-Cola, give your life to the Lord, because truly God is the one that did that thing. President Obama was the vessel he used, but if it was not for God, amen, even President Obama wouldn't be in the office he's in. So we have to give God his just due. And Mother, and we're just going to open up with prayer. I'll let Mother open up with prayer. But Mother, I tell you, I begin to look at the hand of God. We began that petition for Danielle. We've had several petitions for Danielle, but none of them really escalated and fast forward as this one did. And Glenisha, Danielle's daughter, created the petition on August 9th. Mother, 2 weeks later, we had over 50,000 signatures. And when we were, and I was getting a little disgusted, a little frustrated, because we were trying to accomplish the goal of 100,000 signatures. And once you get 100,000 signatures, that petition goes directly to the president's desk. And so I said, well, if you bless us to get 1,000 in 2 weeks, you can bless us to get the other 50,000 in another 2 weeks. But look how God did this thing, Mother, as I was thinking about it. Right after we labored after that first 2 weeks, we labored in those 50s. And I put a post on social media. I said, now, we got to come on up. We still need 50s. And it began to just vex my spirit. I said, we done did 50,000 in a week, and now we still laboring in 50s. We haven't got to the 60s yet, Mark, for a whole week. And so I tell you, right after we crossed over that 60,000 into like 61,000, I was at work, and the phone rang, my cell phone rang silently. I saw the person's number come up, and it was Sarita. And she said, Miss Andrew, I said, yes. She said, what you doing? You standing up? I said, yes, I'm at work. I'm standing up. She said, I was about to go on my lunch break. And she said, "Well, you better find a seat. I'll get you a seat." I said, okay. So I took off my little gear, and I said, well, I was going to lunch anyway, so I'm going to go in this bathroom. And I went in the bathroom, and I just sat on the toilet. And she began to say, Danielle's coming home. I said, no, girl, please, quit playing with me. Danielle ain't coming home. She said, you got to be kidding. Because lately when President Obama started this clemency project, he was doing clemencies like every other month. And during this last stretch, he was doing them monthly, once a month. And he had already did the clemencies for August. Little did we know, or little did we expect, that he was going to come back on August the 30th and do another clemency. And that's what he did. He came back on August the 30th and gave clemencies to 111 people, and Danielle's name was on that list. And I said, look at God. Nobody's going to get God's glory. I said, the Lord stopped us at the 61,000 mark because he said, I got got to stop them. And I was reminded, Mother God said, I'm going to stop them because guess what? If they keep rolling like this, they're going to think their signatures did it. But I'm going to turn this thing upside down, and I'm going to let them know the signatures didn't do it. I did it because guess what? I had a set time for this to happen. I had a set time for this to occur, and it occurred on my time, not nobody else's time. God did that thing, and that's what God put in my spirit. So I said, Lord, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. But today the Lord gave me just a sweet little topic, hope for the hopeless. And I know there's many women and men that's sitting in prisons, and not just a prison cell, a criminal prison cell, but you're sitting in prisons of the mind, prisons of the mind, prisons of your thoughts, prisons of your actions. Amen. So we're just going to elaborate a little bit on that, and then we're going to get right on off this line. So I'm going to ask Mother just come in if she can, and if she's available, just open up with the word of prayer, and I'm going to give you what the Lord gave me, and we're going to move on until tomorrow. Amen. Mother Charity, God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you as well. Praise
All
the Lord.
All right, I don't hear Mother.
Yes, I'm on here.
Okay.
Hello.
Well, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for what our eyes have seen. We thank you for what our ears have heard. Now, God, we ask you to go forth, Lord. Give us a word to speak to your people out in radio land, those that may be listening by the way of internet, and even those that may come back and listen in the archives. Lord God, I pray the word that you speak today would prick their hearts, God, and those that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, God, that they would be convicted. Amen. They would be condemned, God, and they would make a decision today to make you their Lord and Savior. Lord, we praise you for everything that you've done in our lives. God, we bind sickness today. We bind evil thoughts. We bind jealousy and envy and strife. We bind those spirits today. And Lord God, we asking you to let your love permeate the atmosphere today. God, go to the homes where people are, Lord God, whatever they're doing, if they're depressed, if they're sick, if they're ill, Lord God, if they got any mind battles, God, we asking you to send your angels, Lord, to go before them, war on their behalf, God. We asking you to turn every crooked path and make it straight, God. Lord God, I'm asking you to continue to touch my mother, God. Hallelujah. Touch her body, God. Strengthen her, Lord God, from the crown of her heads to the soles of her feet, Lord God. Oh, God, and I'm asking you to continue to bless Mother Charity, God. Continue to strengthen her, God. Bless her children, God. Bless her grandchildren, God. Bless all those that's on the 6 a.m. prayer in Detroit, Michigan, and all those that tune in from all over the nation, God. Remember the presiding bishop, Bishop Lambert Gates, and his family, God. Lord God, and I'm asking you to remember Mother Lois Blakes today, God. Remember Pastor R.C. Blakes and Pastor Samuel Blakes, God. Remember Bishop Leo Lewis, God. Lord God, and I'm asking you to remember my cousin, Prophetess Theodora Glover, God. Remember Bishop Alfred Singleton, God. Oh, God, and his son, hallelujah, Bishop Alfred Singleton Jr., God, the second, God. Lord God, we ask you to remember every caller, every listener, everyone that have supported this ministry. God, I ask you to bless over those 61,000 petitioners that signed the petition, God. I ask you to remember President Barack Obama tonight, today, God. Remember his wife, Michelle Obama, God. Remember his children, God. Remember their parents, God. In the name of Jesus, remember his staff, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in our lives, God. We thank you, Lord God, because we can't do nothing without you, God. Without you, we would fail. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us a mind, God, to call on you, giving us a mind to remember the works that you've done, God. We thank you, Lord God, for our health, our life, and our strength, God. We thank you for the boldness that you have given us, God. We thank you for everyone that is fighting for injustice. We thank you, Lord God, for the Clemency Project. In the name of Jesus, remember Danielle, God. Oh, God, and as she get ready to depart, report that place, the place, hallelujah, where there may have been some happy moments, but the place where there have also been some sad moments, God. Oh, God, remember the women that she's leaving there, Lord God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, we asking you to establish her, Lord God. When our feet hit the ground, God, let her declare your name and declare your word, God. Oh, God, we bind sickness right now in the name of Jesus, God. We asking you to restore everything that the cankerworm and the caterpillar have stolen, God, and eaten up, God. We asking you to restore it in the name of Jesus, God. We asking you to give her a new mind, God. Hallelujah. For you said, let this mind that is in you be also in Christ Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord God, because there's none like you, God. There's none like you, Lord God. We thank you for your great and your greatly to be praised. We thank you, Lord God, for your word. Your word of all praises, God. There's nothing, there's nothing, hallelujah, that we would praise more than you, God. We thank you, Lord God, for removing idols today, God. Hallelujah. We thank you today, Lord God, for giving us peace in our spirit, God. We thank you for the joy bells that are ringing in our heart, God. We pray for every fivefold ministry, God. We pray for the apostles. We pray for the prophets. We pray for the evangelists. We pray for the pastors and the teachers today, God. Hallelujah. Rain on them, God. Rain on them, Lord God. Hallelujah. Remember your people, Lord God. Hallelujah. For you said you would never forsake us, God. Hallelujah. You said when the enemy comes in like a flood, you would hold up a standard. You would lift up a standard. You would raise up a standard, God. We're standing on those promises, God. We're standing on them, Lord God. And we're looking to you, Jesus, for you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And we thank you. Amen and amen. Amen. Let's go right quickly. We're going to get right on into this. Hallelujah. And I promise you I won't be long. I'm just going to give you what the Lord has put in my spirit. Hope for the hopeless. Hallelujah. When I begin to look at that, hallelujah, said hope for the hopeless, I begin to look at some scriptures. Hallelujah. We know that we're living in troubled times. Hallelujah. Times where people are losing their jobs. Times when the stock market is falling. Times when we have natural catastrophes. Hallelujah. Times when, hallelujah, we're so uncertain about what the future holds. Time where there's little to hope for. Hallelujah. But the future, the future, hallelujah, is never off guard. It's never caught off guard by God. Oh, I thank you today, God. Hallelujah. I praise you. And as I begin to look, hallelujah, I went and I opened up the scripture. I went to Romans chapter 5, hallelujah, and it reads, therefore being justified, what you mean, Sister Benoit, justified, what is that word, what are you talking about, justified, this is what the scripture opened up, justified, it says to be just or right, and we're talking about justice, hallelujah, our topic was mass incarceration in this clemency project, we're talking about the unjust sentence, hallelujah, that has been pronounced from man, amen, but we looked at this word, justified, and it says to be just or right. It says to defend or uphold as warranted or well grounded, to declare innocent or guiltless, to absolve, to acquit. Ah, God, I bless you today. Amen. And as I began, God took me to this passage of scripture, and I said, okay, Lord, what would you have us to talk about today? Hope for the hopeless. Amen. So it says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith. And so we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations. Hallelujah. Not only, we not just rejoicing in hope of the glory of God, but it says in verse 3, we have Romans chapter 5, and I'm reading out the King James Version. Then I'm going to cross over, and I'm going to read out the New International Version. But I just want to set some grounds right now. It says, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice. We got to rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Verse 3 said, not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation, what are you talking about, Sister Bernard? What is that word, tribulation? We glory in tribulation. Tribulation is trouble. It's grievous trouble. It's severe trial or suffering. So we're glorying in our tribulation. We're glorying in our tribulation also, knowing that our suffering, our great, oh God, I bless you today, knowing that our grievous trouble, our severe trial, the most severe trial, the most grievous trouble, the most suffering that you could ever endure, guess what? It begins to work for our good. Romans 1:28 says, we know that all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord. We don't use that cause. We just say it's all working for our good. But it says to them that love the Lord. And then there's a B clause. That B clause says, and to them whom are called according. Oh, you got to be called today, people of God. So it says, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. So the suffering that we go through, it's going to work out something in us. It's going to work some patience. It's working patience. It's giving us an opportunity, amen, to not be so anxious, to not be so quick to want to complain, to not be so quick to let anything bother us or become restless. That word patience, meaning we become restless. Amen. We become, hallelujah, we begin to lose our temper. We begin to provoke our noise. That's not patience. Patience is the ability or willingness to suppress that restlessness or that annoyance that we have to be confronted with on a daily basis. Glory to God. So it says that the tribulation worketh patience. And let's go on. Verse 4 says, and the patience, after the tribulation, after the suffering, begin to work patience, then patience is going to work to bring us experience. Amen, amen. And how many know, I don't know about you, hallelujah, but my grandmother used to say, experience is the best teacher. Okay, keep on bumping your head against the wall. You'll learn something after a while. And patience, experience, and experience, hope. If we don't ever have any experience, people of God, if we don't ever go through anything, we don't have nothing to hope for. My Bible right here in Romans said that the experience is going to work in us some hope. Hallelujah. That's our tough subject today. Hope for the hopeless. Amen. So I don't care what situation you're in. Just know every trial, oh, glory to God, every severe situation that you have been thrust in, it has an expiration date. Because of your experience is going to allow you to gain some hope. It's going to allow you, when your back is up against the wall, it's going to allow you to trust in God. That's what hope will do for you. What is hope? Oh, God, I bless you today. What is hope? Hope, that word hope. Hope, it says, the dictionary says, the feeling that what is wanted can be had are that events will turn out for the best. I like that. The feeling that what we want can be had, or that the events in our lives will turn out for the best. Hallelujah. How many know, how Danielle don't know, that the events in our life, God don't turn them around for her to have the best life that she ever had. He going to erase the 23 years of persecution. He's going to, oh, God, I hear you today. God is going to erase, hallelujah, the tribulations and all the severe trouble. Hallelujah, all the annoyance and everything that she's gone through, those tribulations. God going to say, hey, girl, you went through that for me to get some glory. Ha! Nobody's going to get my glory but me. You went through that because I want to be glorified. I want to be lifted up on a pedestal. I want men to know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I want men to know that the God, the God, hallelujah, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, that's the same God that delivered me. That God, hallelujah, that stepped in the lion's den, glory to God, and delivered Daniel. Hallelujah. That same God that was in the fire with the Hebrew boys. He's that same God. That same God. That same God. Hallelujah. That took Joseph, who was sold to the Ishmaelites, and thrown into prison. Hey, glory to God. That same God. Hallelujah. That delivered. That delivered Elijah. Hallelujah. How when Jezebel wanted to cut his head off. Hallelujah. That same God. I'm the same God. I don't change, Danielle. I don't change, Mother Charity. I don't change, Adrian. My promises are sure. Hallelujah. My promises are sure. Man will lie, but God can't lie because he is the creator of man. Glory to God. Experience hope. And let me finish here. I'm going to be finished in the next 7 or 8 minutes. And hope, it says, listen at what it says about hope. Hallelujah, Lord, I bless you today. The feeling that what is wanted can be had. Anything you want, it can be had. But, baby, you have to get anchored. You have to get anchored. You have to get anchored. I'll say that again. You have to get anchored. Hallelujah. And that anchor is what? That anchor is the Lord. That anchor is Christ Jesus. Any feeling that what is wanted can be had, or that events will turn out for the best. 23 years of my sister's life, I believe it's going to turn out for the best. God, I bless you today. Amen. And back to the scripture. We're on verse 5. And it says, and hope make it not ashamed. I'm talking about hope for the hopeless people. Hallelujah. I'm talking about those men and women that are still laboring in prison cells, federal prison cells, serving life sentences for marijuana, serving life sentences for amphetamine, serving life sentences for drugs. Hallelujah. The judge pronounced life on them, meaning you're going to die in prison. That's what they meant when they told my sister, you got 3 life sentences plus 20 years. Never caught her with any drugs. Hey, but the conspiracy alone gave her 3 life sentences, 20 years. They took one of the life sentences back. Amen. But she was still left with 2 more. We only have 1 life, people. We only have 1 life. Glory to God. So it says, hope. Don't let your hope be made ashamed. And hope make it not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. How is it shed abroad in our hearts? By the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Oh, glory to God. Now I'm going to turn. I'm going back to Romans. But this time, I'm going to read those same passages of scriptures from verse 1 to verse 5. Glory to God. And we're going to close out on that. I'll be through. I'm giving you what God has given me today. He said, hope for the hopeless. You have to hope in God. Hallelujah. You got to not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You have to stand up for something. Amen. Somebody say, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Oh, but you got to stand. And once you take on this nature of Christ, once you have denounced the hidden things of this world, amen, God, God say, I'll come in and I'll up with you. I'll take my abode up in you. Oh, I bless you today. Let's go to Romans chapter 5, and I'm reading out the New International Version for those of you that may not understand what the Lord is saying today. He told me to read this one too for you. It says chapter 5, verse 1. We have Romans chapter 5, verse 1. And we're going to close on this last square. Those that are late tuning in, we're going to be then said, may the Lord watch between you and me. Glory to God. And it reads, therefore, since we have been justified through faith. God, I bless you today. Hold up one second. Woo, I bless you today, God. New International Version. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I bless you today. It said, therefore, since we have been justified, again, we have been made perfect. Hallelujah. God have justified us through faith. Hallelujah. He says, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. I'd rather have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, then they have peace with the world, then they have peace with the jailer, then they have peace, hallelujah, with the king, then they have peace with the princess or the prince of this air, hallelujah, peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access. We have access to the throne. We have access, hallelujah, to petition our Lord on anything, on anybody's behalf. We have access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. People of God, we're standing on grace. Hallelujah. And the only way we're standing on grace is because of the access that has been granted. God, I bless you. And we boast. Listen at this. And we boast. So what are you saying? We bold for the Lord. We boasting in the hope of the glory of God. I'm not ashamed to tell people I have a Savior. I'm not ashamed to give my testimony and tell people what God has done for me, because he's no respecter of persons. The same thing he's done for you, for me, he will do it for you, but it's going to cost you something, David. They say salvation is free. Well, I'm here to tell you today that's a lie from the pit. Salvation is not free. It's nothing in God that is free. You're going to have to cry sometime. You're going to have to push your plate back sometime. You're going to have to go in sackcloth and ashes. You're going to have to say yes when you might want to say no. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're going to have to say, you're going to have to go when you don't feel like it. You're going to have to speak when you don't even have nothing. And you have to call on Lord and say, God, give me a word. What can I say to encourage you? Tell the hopeless. Hallelujah. Those that don't feel like they have nothing to live for. Those that when President Obama, hallelujah, take his last speech and take his last stance in the White House, and they're yet left with life sentences. What do I say to those people, Lord God? How do I encourage them to believe that God is still God and has not forgotten about you? What do I say, Lord? Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. What do I say, Lord? Glory to God. Verse 3 says, not only so, we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Hallelujah. In the King James Version, it says tribulation. But now we're over in the New International Version, and it says, because we know, we still gave you that word tribulation, that it means suffering. He says, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. You got to persevere. Glory to God. You got to go through. Glory to God. Because there's a crown of righteousness laid up for you. And it says, verse 4, perseverance is going to work character. Hallelujah. Perseverance is going to work some character in you. Amen. Where you can stand before people and tell the truth, where you don't have to bite your tongue and you don't have to wonder what's going on, but you can speak boldly. Hallelujah. Because you're speaking as a vessel of God. You're speaking under the oracles of God. Oh, I bless you today. And it says in character, after you have persevered and obtained character, then that character is going to produce hope. Hallelujah. It's going to give you a hope in Christ Jesus. And verse 5, and as we close, it says, and hope does not put us to shame. Amen. If you hope for something, don't be ashamed of it. Don't be ashamed if God told you that he was going to save your children. Don't be ashamed if he told you he's going to save your grandchildren. Don't be ashamed if he told you your neighbor going to get saved. Don't be ashamed when he cleaned up the whole block and when you look, the whole community is going to church. Everybody's on one accord. Everybody's preaching and teaching. Everybody's abstaining from every appearance of evil. Don't be ashamed. Glory to God. Because hope does not put us to shame. Because God's love, listen, people, as I close, God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Amen. What do I want to say today to you all? A hope for the hopeless. Let me tell you, people, there was a time in my life when it seemed like all hope was lost. Hallelujah. Seemed like I was sinking. Hallelujah, no more shaya. I couldn't gather my composure. Ah, glory to God. I remember Mother Charity. I remember when my daughter was murdered. Glory to God. I thank God because guess what? He had something to occupy my mind. Amen. If I didn't have those four little children and Danielle's daughter to care for, I may have ended my life. I may have wound up in an insane asylum. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Don't think it can't happen to you. It can't happen. And I was saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. When I received that call, when I got home from work and got in an apartment, and my cousin, she and I was staying together, living together. Amen. And she said, Adrian, you got to go home. I said, what you mean I got to go home? She said, something has happened. What then happened? Just come on, tell me what's going on. And she said, how you no more shy? Your daughter had been murdered. I said, no. But you know what? God always prepares you. God always prepare you. I'm talking about hope for the hopeless. Amen. I remember that day so vividly. It seemed like it was yesterday, but it's been 17 years ago. But I can remember I was working in a call center, amen, for Bell South, and we were working on a new account. And I told the instructor as we were training on that new account, I say, I'm not going to participate today because I'm not feeling good. I wasn't sick. I just had a strange feeling on me that day. Amen. And I remember the last conversation that I had with my daughter. It was a Sunday night, and it was late. I think it was after midnight. And I said, girl, I got to get off this phone. I got to go to work in the morning. And she just was in a talkative mood. Now, you know the day as I reflect upon that, had I known that that was the last conversation that I would ever have with my daughter, do you know I would have stayed on that phone till it was time to dress and go to work. But I didn't know it was a last hour. I didn't know that was the last day. Glory to God, but God knew it. Oh, hallelujah. But I thank him, amen, because he had something prepared for me. God always have a ram in the bush, and those children was my ram. Those children saved my life, because if I didn't have them to care for, if I didn't have them to take care of, amen, I would have had too much time on my hand. But God didn't allow it. Glory to God. I thank him tonight, God. I thank him this afternoon, rather. Hallelujah. We're talking about hope for the hopeless, and even Mother Charity. I can remember Danielle being right there in Dublin, California. Amen. And I was living in Atlanta at the time. Amen. And I was only in Atlanta for 1 year when my daughter was murdered. Glory to God. Glory to God. And I even looked at that. That God was strengthening me, amen. He was strengthening me, and he was putting me in a position where I could be an hour away if I flew on the airplane to New Orleans. Glory to God. But I tell you, the Lord allowed me to care for those children. Every one of them is an adult now. I don't have that. I don't have that on my plate any longer. I'm talking about hope for the hopeless. And I can remember all of the wonderful people that I've met because of Danielle's incarceration. Amen. I've met people of influence. I've met prominent people. Amen. I've met all kinds of people in California and all over the nation. Amen. Those that have heard about my sister's story. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I remember, amen, they got together, those women in that prison, they got together and they sent me a beautiful bouquet of roses. Amen. They must have spent $300-$400 on them. They were the most beautiful thing, the most beautiful roses and bouquet I had ever seen in my life. Amen. And I was surprised. Glory to God. But I tell you, God will always give people, hallelujah, God will always give people, amen, a reason, amen, to cry out to the Lord for you. He would always give people a reason to intercede on your behalf. And I've had some troubled times. Yes, saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. So, glory to God. I remember my sister would email me, or she would call me, and she would tell me to keep moving, huh? Keep moving, sister, because guess what? The devil can't hit a moving target. And she would encourage me, amen. And even though she wasn't in no position to reach out and really be there to hold my hand and walk me through that, she was not there, amen, but God would always give her the words to encourage me at the right time. I'm talking about hope for the hopeless. I tell you, this man's story I read about, it pricked my heart. It pricked my heart, and I don't know if that's the reason I haven't been able to rest. I have a restlessness in my spirit after I hear about all the women and the men that are sitting in prison cells for marijuana. I would have debt sentence on their life. People murder and rape and pedophiles. They don't even get but a few months. Amen. And you're giving these people a life sentence, a debt sentence. Hallelujah. And this oldest man, and his name is Antonio Vasquera. And I want you all to be praying for this man. He in particular, I say his story is my story. After I read about how he's been in prison for 36 years and was sentenced to a life sentence for marijuana. He's 81 years old, amen, and he's an immigrant, and they have not signed his clemency. Glory to God. I said, what they gonna do? This man is 81 years old. Send him home to his family. I'm talking about hope for the hopeless, people of God. Hope for the hopeless. Glory to God. But as I finish this, God, I bless you today. It says, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. We can't sit down. We can't shut up. We can't just think about our little children and nobody else's. Amen. No, hallelujah. We have to always think on the things of somebody else, because that could be you. Don't ever think that that can't be your father. Don't ever think that that can't be your sister, your brother, your wife, or your husband. Hallelujah, your nephew or your niece or your cousin. Oh, it could happen to you too. Get online and read about those stories. Get online and see those people that have been pronounced this death sentence. And nowhere in the world President Obama will be able to sign all of those clemencies. So this thing has touched, it has affected my heart. Hallelujah. And I can't sit back. I've never been a person to sit down. I've always been a worker. Hallelujah. When God gave me the opportunity to leave New Orleans, I left running for my life, never to return in the same state. God brought me back as a servant. Hallelujah. And I've been serving God for over 30 years, and I ain't tired yet. Yes, I've gotten weary. Yes, I've got tired. I'm not tired of serving God. This old physical man get tired, and sometimes it weighs on the mental. Hallelujah, it weighs on your emotion. Amen, glory to God. But I tell you what, when I think on the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, oh, when I think on the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, something down on the inside begin to cry out hallelujah when I remember where he's brought me from, when I remember hallelujah how he picked me up out of the gutter, hallelujah, turned me around, gave me a new name. I bless him. Hallelujah. Take on a cause, people of God. I thank God for Mother Charity. I thank God for the prayer warriors. Hallelujah. Evangelists do, and those that are praying out of Detroit. They call out names. They call out people's names. They call out the families. Glory to God. And they begin to intercede for them. Somebody is praying for you today. Hallelujah. Somebody got your name. In their spirit, God has put somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody somewhere has you on their mind. It's no good thing that you've done, because my Bible tells me all of our righteousness is as filthy rags. All of our righteousness, we only are what we are by the grace of God. We saved by God's grace, by his mercy, by his love divine. And I thank him. I thank him, I thank him. I pray my sister, hallelujah, will come out here and declare God's word. I pray that she will stand for righteousness. I pray that she'll never forget the women that she left behind. I pray, hallelujah, 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 that God would rewrite her story and let her know that her latter end is going to be greater than the former. That's my prayer for her. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank him. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him. Thank him. God, thank him. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him. Remember Antonio Bascara? That man been in my spirit. I can't sleep for thinking about that man. Hallelujah. And I just believe that God is going to open the doors. If he don't, hallelujah, let him out here. Deport him back to his country. Deport him. Don't let him die in the prison cells in the United States. Send him back to his country in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you. I thank you right now, God, for what you've given me today, God. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know how I was going to say it, but you, hallelujah, I thank God, because the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, it says in your word that you would give us what to say in that hour. Hope for the hopeless, God. I pray for those men and women all over the federal prisons. I pray for even those in the state prison. I pray for my son today. I pray for my cousin, Rodney Bolton, today. Hallelujah. I pray for Pastor Gloria's son. He's in federal prison too. I pray for him, God. Hallelujah. That you would grant them freedom, God, and that they would come and give their life to you, God, and that they would serve you, and that they would be a living testimony for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. I got Mother's line open. Mother, I don't know if you're in position to say anything. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I see another call on the line. I'll acknowledge you at this time. Area code 941, your last four of your numbers, 9933. Your line is open, caller. Amen, and we're going to dismiss. Remember tomorrow, amen, we're going to have some friends and we're going to have some executive directors of some nonprofit organizations. We're going to have Ida McCray here with Families with the Future out of San Francisco, California. And we're going to also have, hallelujah, I haven't confirmed yet, but she should be getting back to me to confirm, Yvonne Cooks, Hamdia. She's with Legal Services for Children, for Prisoners with Children. And she's also out of the San Francisco area. Amen. And we're also going to have some of Danielle's friends that was there in Dublin, California, Women Correctional Service Center with her that have served time. Amen. And they're going to be on here tomorrow. So we're going to have a good show tomorrow. Tune in and be blessed. Tune in and be blessed. Tune in and be blessed. Who knows? The life you help may be your own. Thank you, Jesus. All right, caller. No response. Amen. Well, we thank God for you. We're going to close on out. We'll see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central Time, and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. God bless you. We're going to close out with this song by Bishop Samuel R. Blake. God wants to hear from you. God bless you all. We love you with the love of God.
Turn your worries into worship. Turn your problems into praise. These things that you're going through, God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm. If you learn to worship Him, your troubles won't last that long. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, He wants to be glorified. Whatever you're going through can't be compared to what you're going to. After your storm is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you. From you, let Him hear from you. Oh, let Him hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You know your
Enjoyed you today.